God with those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Yes, 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 it's time. We all come together.
Everybody, welcome to Galactic Roundtable with Beth Trutwin. We will spend the next little while working together on our ascension. We will work on personal, planetary, galactic, universal, omniversal. There are seven physical universes in our solar system and cosmic ascension. I would like to start off tonight with some hard news, and then I want to give an introduction of who I am, and I would like us to meditate together and do some self-healing techniques, and we will finish with questions and answers from Lord Metatron. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight. The Cosmos Beyond describes all of the non-physical antimatter universes. As we creator gods came to this part of the Nebadon universe aeons ago, we birthed through Mother Sekhmet's Yoni at Galactic Center. The end of time has been prophesied in many ethnic cultures for thousands of years. Last summer, August 18th, 2010, the Milky Way galaxy aligned with the sun. This marked the constellation movements of the Mayan calendar. It came sooner than the predicted December 21st, 2012. Time has speeded up due to the collective consciousness of totality and divine grace of all that is, raising their vibrations in a constant process of ascension to a level where we have surpassed the conjunct of the Milky Way with the sun. We are at the end time. It marks the end of the grand experiment on earth of good and evil, of duality. It marks the end of the fallen angels on earth planet. With their removal, we will become the 33rd member of the Intergalactic Confederation of Worlds. We all have incarnated into physical bodies on Earth to change from a planet of duality to a planet of peace. We are working with the Syrian commander, Barack Obama, who is the 9th member of the Syrian Council of Nine on Sirius A. His head of secret service is a physical template of Lord Sananda, who we call King of Swords. I work for the King of Swords with millions of other walk-in souls living in human bodies. We are all telepathically connected and working together in every walk of life. The police, Interpol, government agencies, military, lawyers, judges, journalists, and too many others to list here. Each of us play an important role where the outcome will be the capture and arrest of the intergalactic war criminals, the fallen angels who were trying to have Earth and her resources as their own, as well as tens of other planets. We on the ground crew work closely with the Galactic Federation, headed by the Admiral, Lord Sananda, a higher aspect of the Prophet Jesus, also known as Yeshua, and the captain, Lord Ashtar. They have full say in many of the aspects of this mission for Earth Ascension. They work directly with President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, as well as millions of white knights around the world. You play a big part in this as you wake up to the truth and share the news with others. We must work together to dissolve the programming from inside the Matrix. As we carry out lives of service to our fellow woman, child, and man on Earth, inside the Matrix, we continue to have tests and challenges from that concept that is affectionately known as 3D. The first dimension is a point in space. The second dimension is a plane, a flat, barren surface. The third dimension is latitude. Imagine a cube with six planes connected together, the top, bottom, and four sides. Floating up and down within this cube is third dimensional space. The fourth dimension is time, pure and simple, a point in space in relationship to time on a timeline in a dimension. The fifth dimension is the etheric realm with no time. We exist there simultaneously now. We travel in our etheric bodies to the etheric realms at night when we sleep. Our etheric bodies are known by many names, such as our avatar body. Like Jake Sully and Neytiri, the Lion Woman, in the movie Avatar, they are also known as our cosmic consciousness. We are multidimensional beings living on the multidimensional Earth, as one people, one land, one love. Welcome to the Galactic Roundtable on BBS Radio, Station 2, where we will discuss all things galactic and work on our collective cosmic consciousness and ascension in and with divine grace in the totality of all that is. I will be pre-recording this program every week. I will be doing it recorded, not live. because it is better for my life situation. It is also less expensive to do a program without the use of an engineer answering calls and monitoring the program. I want to thank BBS Radio, the greatest internet radio in the galaxy, for inviting me to be here each week. I invite you to become a member of the Galactic Roundtable at www.galacticroundtable.com. There we will go in depth each day as a group together and keep the discussion alive. There you will find the news and the blog, our discussions on the forum, videos, articles, channelings, and much more. It will be new each day. This is our family and where we join to check in with each other and the current changes in Earth Ascension. I keep this site up to date every day as part of my spiritual service. I have two volunteers working to help me moderate the videos, pictures, and memberships each day. They lovingly devote their service every day, and I could not function without that help. I am grateful for all who are part of the family at Galactic Roundtable. I manage to keep everything going with your donations, and you may find a donation button on the site. I use the money for the electric, Wi-Fi, server fees, and the radio broadcasts. Every little bit helps. And don't worry, we are all helping each other in this collective endeavor. I am also building my other website, cosmicascension.com, CosmicascenSion.com. There I will add many features for self-discovery and healing where we can explore who we are, why we came here, and what our mission is. So thank you again for joining me tonight, everybody. I would like to start out this night, for those who are new in the group, to let you know who I am. And I want to say that lightworkers and starseeds make up of a community of emerging galactic humans who are embodied in human form, of which I am one. For the past 8 years, I've been working with the Ashtar Command, the Spiritual Hierarchy of Ascended Masters, the Intergalactic Confederation of Worlds, and the Galactic Federation of Worlds. I have been trained in healing techniques by Ashtar, Lord Arcturus, and Dr. Lorfan of Sirius for the past 4 years, and I have completed coursework at the IM University and the Interplanetary Starseed School. As our sisters and brothers of light assist us with planetary and cosmic ascension, I am blessed with the ability to channel galactics and ascended masters, as well as archangels, Ashtar of the Ashtar Command, and he has asked me to work with him in order that he may speak directly to those who seek knowledge and assistance in ascension. I'm honored to provide these services. Ashtar has also asked me to provide on this website, cosmicascension.com, free of charge to all, the self-healing techniques that he and the galactic masters have shared with me. These healing techniques are well-proven ones that have been brought through by other channels through the years and have been published on the internet. These are the ones I've used for years, and he asked me to share them here with you as well. For it is time now for individuals to understand that they are the empowered one. It's time for autonomy over one's own self-healing. As religion has taught the masses to be fearful of their own abilities to connect with higher powers, I am often asked, how do you know you are connecting with a Christed being, an ascended master, an angel, or a galactic? How can you tell that it is not an entity of a lower vibration? And I tell them this, every archangel has its own soul signature. As one connects, the angels will teach you their individual vibration, their soul signature. The connection engenders that of such joy that I am often moved to tears from the love of that vibration. There is no fear. There is only love. Once one begins to recognize those soul signatures, there can be no doubt. Connecting with the Galactics is quite different. And in my connecting with them, I have the gift of inner sight. I can actually see them with my third eye. Sometimes it's as clear as a movie picture, or other times I may only see the light body. When I travel somewhere, I see it in detail. This gift was given to me after I asked for it with all my heart, and it has increased in its intensity over time through the years of concentrated training. It is important for all to understand at this time that every one of us is capable of realizing our gifts. The key is to dedicate yourself on the inner planes for spiritual service and ask for training from the masters in the sleep state. You may also request to bring back the memory of doing this when you awaken each morning. As we begin this new program together, I would like to let you know that on Galactic Roundtable, we will discuss current events and how they relate to Earth Ascension. We will talk about how Earth government will be as we leave duality. We will talk about galactic healing, the mind, body, emotion, and spiritual health and equilibrium we'll all constantly strive for. I will share new channelings each week, and you may submit your questions for Archangel Metatron to Be Like Beth, B. Trutwin, BTRUTWIN, @gmail.com. G like Google. B. Trutwin @gmail.com. Please send me your questions for Metatron, and I will answer them here on this program. I will also type up the messages and post them on galacticroundtable.com. We will study the ancient texts as we remember who we are and where we came from and why we are here. We will meditate together as we connect with the ever-evolving cosmos and the planetary orbs in constant motion and how they relate to each other and with us. Now I would like to speak with you all about your own avatar bodies. And let me shift gears here. And I want to ask you, have you ever seen the movie Avatar? If so, it greatly helps me explain more about myself and my role. In the movie, Lady Alien Neytiri is a lion person. This is called a Pashat. I am a Pashat. The one we have mentioned, Tom the Ring-Tailed Cat, is my brother. I also work very closely with the Archangels and the Secret Forces. In the movie, The Avatar, Jake Sully, the Marine Warrior, takes over for his brother on the Navi Up. Jake does his work from a computer isolation bed link, where his nervous system of his human body links to his avatar body. That's his etheric body. He goes into a sleep state and enters his other life. When he is asleep at Navi, he is awake at work. When he's asleep at work, he's awake on Navi. This is true for all of us now, everybody. We do this every single day. You are part of a ground crew working with them, and you're doing this every day whether you're aware of it now or not. How I do my work for Galactic Roundtable and the others I help is I go into my other body without any link. I do this in a matter of seconds, and I can do it any time. I sit and close my eyes, and I am out of my human body into my other body. And I can see and I can hear, and I bring back what I see and hear and write it down for the log on the web. I also sit with my computer and let my hands type as I am in my other body, a report log of what I am seeing and hearing as it is in process. When I report what King of Swords says, or Metatron or others, I simply type as they are talking to me while my eyes are closed and it is happening. During the movie, Jake started to be exhausted as he was very active in both worlds. He had to be reminded to eat. He gets both lives mixed up. I often don't eat and often go off planet during the day. I have a routine that has me on Earth when my family is home and off planet when they are out doing their daily schedules. I spend several hours a day off planet this way. When I get back from my travels, I discuss how we will put it together for the calls and the web. I am guided by the Galactic Federation, the secret forces and archangels, how to proceed on each op. I have different bodies I go into. I am Peshat, angelic, and Syrian, among others. As I go before councils or on the ships, I go into different bodies for different purposes. When I first came here, I had a veil in place. This was so I could wake up before your very eyes. My adept abilities are in place now, as are all my memories. In the movie, Jake's brain activity was shown on a computer screen. This is very similar to how Lord Arcturus shows me the individual brain cells on the ships and when we are doing healings. We have performed many, many surgeries together and worked on intricate details in the cells. We also work with Metatron on this. We have even done significant brain surgeries. In the movie, they showed holographic representations of a map. This is the holographic that I am saying has happened in dream time for the new children at the schools under the Aegean Sea with Mykos and others. These are guided by the Mer people, and we've talked about this in our interviews with the ones who are programmed to work with, who are Mer people working with the dolphins now. In the movie, Jake learns to fly on his Banshee. You heard me in my recordings that there is a horse that I've ridden called Arendelle who has wings. Arendelle flies us to the higher realms in our angelic bodies. This is done with no spacecraft up to the 352nd dimension. All that is in this movie is being experienced now and can be experienced by anyone who asks and allows. It may take some training, but your galactic mentors will guide you in this. We rode on Arendelle to Alpha Centauri, and there are centaurs there too. In the movie, humans cannot breathe Pandora's air. This is true in other realms, other dimensions, and through the stargates. Each of these atmospheres is different, and this is why we enter different bodies to do different work. In the movie, Jake works with Colonel Karchich, gathering intel, and I also work for the secret forces this way. They give us intel, as with Soltec or Corton and King of Swords, and we share it with you. And I use this information to help me deliver the news each day and to help show the thread of how the Earth changes are happening and the new government is coming into play. As Earth ascends, everyone on the planet is changing, and we are seeing that now. It's very exciting. In the movie, it speaks about the nature connection. And I've seen the tree people, the flower people, the ladybug lady, and sentient gems on Neptune. All of these coexistences in the electric synapse and essence connection are how we connect to each other and all that is. I'm a specialist on energy work in the cosmic grid system. I work closely with Metatron on this. And I have written about the stargates, the portals, the other star systems and planets. And I have taken you on trips to the sacred temples of Ra and the Temple of Creation at Aldebaran. There we have shown you what can be accomplished. I've gone into the Nagual world with you and other dimensions above the Fortress of Solitude, and we've shared all these details with you. I've told you it is there for your own discovery. As we enter 2011 and 2012, we will shift gears. We will not only report the news, but we will also go more deeply into our galactic warrior selves and exploring that. Jake says in the movie, out there is the real world, in here is the dream. about 5 years ago, I would wake up every day and say, oh, I'm here again, meaning Earth. And Metatron would admonish me as I had not fully awakened, and my twin flame told me to think of it this way. Earth is your day job. Just know it is your dream world. When you lay down your body in sleep time, you come home every night. You come home to work and to your work and to your life. If you do not know it yet, it's true for you. Every night when you go to sleep, you lay down your work on earth and you go home to your family and to your night work. At night, we go to the ships and do our work. We are then linking with our true form and joining our lives, which is not the dream. In the movie, Jake says, I was a warrior who dared to dream about peace. Gaia is Ewa, and time for peace is now. This is why we are here together, everybody. We dream of peace. Together, this is becoming a reality. Earth peace is affecting absolutely everything in the cosmos. So anytime you want to, you can connect with your avatar body. And what I'd like to do right now is share with you a meditation we can do together. So if you'd like to find a comfortable place where you can be more comfortable in your chair or lying down on the floor, on the sofa, or wherever, and get comfortable, think about slowing down your breathing, then we're going to meditate together now. I want to link you with your own avatar body. And when we finish this meditation, I am going to add some music. So you can just slowly come back while you're listening to the song at the end. All right, everybody, are you ready? Here we go. We meditate together, and this is a guided meditation I wrote more than a year ago, just about 11 months ago, and it takes place in Egypt. And so I would like all of us to focus our concentration anchored into Egypt as we go into our avatar bodies and remember that. And see if you can bring visions into your mind and see your avatar body and experience that now. And anchor your thoughts into Egypt and let it go out from there across the Middle East. And imagine everything that is not love floating away from the planet. And imagine all the people around the world as they regain their own freedom, that we come into a time of justice and we have world peace. So thank you, everybody, for joining me for this now. All of us have our own avatar body. Some have an angelic avatar, which looks like a bright sun. We are all sons and daughters. The sons in our light body, we are all children of Ra. Your avatar body is the ascended part of you. There are many different aspects of your ascended body. You are human and divine. You are an angelic, galactic, and human. You may see an avatar which is angelic, lion people, bird people, reptilian people, Bigfoot people. You may have blue skin, green skin, or be any of hundreds of species from star systems outside our galaxy. Your avatar is the part of yourself which is dedicated to selfless spiritual service and brings divine messages to you and those around you. It is your higher self and another aspect of you. It is time to remember your true form and remember the master you are. We begin this meditation by centering our focus. Take some deep breaths into your heart center. This relaxes our mind and lights our heart, Merkava, for travel. Please repeat this meditation as often as you would like. Use this to come in contact with your personal avatar. This is the essential beginning of being a cosmic master and remembering your siddhas. Siddhas are your multidimensional abilities, and we will remember these together. You perform these while in your avatar body. Please take some deep breaths. Close your eyes and imagine you are standing on the Giza Plateau. We are standing at the base of the Sphinx, and in the distance, we see the Great Pyramid. Look into the sky and stare at the sun. It does not hurt to look into the sun. It feels good as it lights your third eye between your brows. You see a bright white and pale yellow sun. Suddenly it morphs, and you see the sun behind the sun. The sunlight turns magenta and gold, and you are seeing a beautiful warm pink sunlight. This is Helios and Vesta welcoming you to this sacred place. Helios and Vesta are the ascended masters, and they are the spiritual mother and father of Lord Sananda. Now, walk between the paws of the Sphinx, right up to the breastplate over the heart of the Sphinx. You will see a rose quartz breastplate. Turn around and let your spine press up against the rose quartz over the heart of the Sphinx. Let your hands feel the cool quartz behind you. Now you feel the Kundalini energy in your spine ignite and raising up to your head. There is a light explosion as you go out through the 13th gateway of your third eye and crown. You zoom up, out, past Earth's atmosphere to the bright, bright stars in space in the night sky. You are floating there, smiling, feeling good, looking at the stars. We are all out here, safely floating together. Before us, we now see our avatar. You may see it or hear it. Some will feel it. Sense your avatar here in this very relaxing place. You are now seeing your true self. You are happy. It feels good to remember. You are laughing at the memory. You always thought this, but now you know it is true. Now your avatar and you come together and you merge together. As you do this, you are becoming one with your highest self. You now have all of your multidimensional talents and traits inside your human body. You are ready to rediscover these siddhas. You are ready to fly home. Now, as you are merged with your avatar, you float gently back down into your body, back at the Sphinx. You remember everything you saw in great detail. You may write it down, browse it, read about it, and come into deeper and deeper understanding of all of your avatars and your true galactic heritage. With deep gratitude, we thank our guides and our avatar for this tremendous gift of remembrance. Namaste.
With calm surrender to the Raksha day, when the heat of a rolling wind can be turned away, an enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this reckless warrior just to be with you. is enough. Though this wide-eyed wonder that we've got this far, can we feel the love tonight? How it's late to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds leave the if they only learn that the twist in kaleidoscope moves us all in turn, there's a rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors. When the hum of the star-crossed Voyager meets in time with yours,
everybody. Welcome back. Wow, that song is great, isn't it? Okay, now what I'd like to do is I would like to go into a lesson about galactic healing techniques. And when we finish this, then I would like to finish the final hour with questions and answers from Metatron that you've submitted at the Galactic Roundtable. So just to, as an introduction, I'll say that not only can people channel messages from galactics and ascended masters and angels, they can also channel energies, and that's what I do. And I want to share these self-healing galactic techniques because you can use them with yourself or with others to do healings, and all medicine is energy, and all energy is what does the healing. So if you want to do some healing on a friend and use these techniques, that's perfectly acceptable. What you do is you ask the permission of the higher self of the other person, and then they are free to receive the healing or reject the healing as is the highest good for that person. So it's not for you to need to know. It's just that you make the request and accept the best outcome for that person at this time. You can use these techniques on yourself, and they're highly effective. I channel energies from galactic and ascended masters and archangels directly to individuals who are ready to accept these gifts. We call these attunements, and they work on a variety of levels depending on what is needed by the individual. I've done attunements on these programs before and shared them with you. They are very similar to the healings, too. And this activates the highest potential in starseeds by working on individuals on all levels of their being. These energetic activations initiate rapid spiritual growth. The awareness and movement towards Christ consciousness and planetary ascension, as well as your own gifts, your siddhas, growth patterns, and life missions. Attunements provide energy work, healing, energetic purification, activations of dormant DNA, energy centers, growth patterns, higher light bodies, higher chakras, preparing the cells in the physical body to become more crystalline and carry more light. Provide a closer alignment with the soul and the monad. And this leads to increased soul awareness. Attunement with the galactic masters and energies brings a cosmic clearance to transmute the energies across all time and lives. What might you feel? Many people report feeling an expanded awareness, more psychic and telepathic abilities, help with their therapy or spiritual work, and help with their growth patterns. Some experience blissful feelings of deep love. You may feel activity in your aura. You may drift into a trance or actually sleep. Most people feel touched by divine love. You may feel none of these things, and this is fine as it still works. So let me share with you what was taught to me about self-healing and the galactic techniques. These same techniques have been offered via the internet for many years, and I've used these techniques for many years. Also, galactic masters have trained me and shown me new information. I am presenting this information as I understand it. I have seen these techniques work, and I've been told that it is God's will, and if it is the right time, anything can be healed. One of the most overlooked starting points is to invite your own monad, your mighty I Am presence, to be present for your healing. Your true identity, that is your unique individualization of Almighty God as you. The next consideration is to invite to the healing the Ascended Master, Archangel, and or the Galactic of your choice. I have some suggestions here, and you can look at the website www.cosmicascension.com, and you will find there more suggestions and a deeper understanding of who these ones are. Some suggestions are the Beloved Presence of God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Cosmic Council of 12, the 24 elders that surround the throne of grace, Mother Sekhmet, Melchizedek, Metatron, Archangels Michael and Faith, the Elohi Councils of the Light of God, Archangels of the Tree of Life, Archangels and the Angels of the Light of God, the Hayos HaKadosh, the Paradise Sons, the Great Divine Director, Melkor, Lord and Lady of Sirius, Lendus, Viamus, Lord and Lady of Arcturus and the Arcturians, Sanat Kumara, Atlanto, Adonis, Sandalphon, Helios and Vesta, Ashtar and Athena, and the Ashtar Command, Jophiel and Christine, Chamuel and Charity, Gabriel and Hope, Raphael and Mother Mary, Uriel and Aurora, Zadkiel and Amethyst, Hercules and Amazonia, Apollo and Lumina, Heros and Amora, Purity and Astrea, Cyclopia and Virginia, Peace and Aloha, Arcturus and Victoria, Maha Kohan Ali Alagobi, Lord Buddha, Babaji, Yogananda, Sri Yukeshwar, Zoser, Dr. Lorfan, the Galactic Healers, the Platinum Angels, Sai Baba, Rama, Krishna, the Lady Masters, Isis, Horus, Osiris, Kuan Yin, Pallas Athena, Portia, Vista, Lady Master Nada, Lakshmi, the Six Buddhas of Activity, Almoira, Katumi, Lord Maitreya, Dracul, in the office of the Christ, in the office of the Divine Mother, Serapis Bay, Paul the Venetian, Hilarion, Lord Sananda, Saint Germain, the Eagle Command, the Celestial Command, the Order of the Golden Robe, the Mountain of Mount Shasta, Earth Mother Gaia, the Dolphins and Whales, Pan, the Animal Kingdom, the Plant Kingdom, the Mineral Kingdom, the Devic and Nature Spirits, Ganesha, the Manifestation Council, Divine Mother, the Silent Watcher of the Cosmos, Lady of the Sun, Lady Liberty, Lady Nasara, Lady of the Light, the Native American Master Elders, Hanuman, the Interplanetary Confederation of Love and Light, the Tribunal Council of the Galactic Command, the Goddess Lodge, the Christ of ET Lodge, and these are just a few suggestions of the ones who are happy to join with you in your healing energies that you do on yourself. I would like to share a few of the techniques with you now. Anytime you have a lack of energy, you can use these techniques. There are two techniques that can boost your energy. Call in Metatron and or the inner plane ascended masters of your choice to run their energies through you throughout the day. I do this religiously and I find my stamina and energy level is literally increased 100-fold. And I find that my physical vehicle has 100 times more durability. The idea is to run God and the God or Goddess force energy while you work and not your own. Why use your battery when you could use the energy from source? One other extremely important healing tool is to call forth to Metatron and Dr. Lorfan from Sirius to clear your genetic line of all imbalanced energies. Call to Metatron and the Ascended Masters of your choice to make sure you are not taking on any physical health karma from your 11 other soul extensions from your oversoul. Also request that you not take on any physical health karma from any of your soul extensions or from your monad. Part of this process is also to affirm this in your own mind, that you are not going to allow this to happen. This must be done on both levels to be effective. Using these two techniques alone will greatly free up your body and give you more energy to do your work. I would like to share techniques from the Lord of Arcturus and the Arcturian Temple Workers. One of them is called the Arcturian Electronic Plate, an electronic plate that is anchored into the third eye that reflects light and helps the mind to hone in on the higher mind, amplifying omnipresence and synergizing the upper spiritual triad of the higher mind, intuition, and spiritual will with the body, heart, monad, and the cosmic heart. This activation also helps in bilocation, teleportation, and telepathic development. the Arcturian Grid Integration Technology, a technology that can be called forth while in the light synthesis chamber, where the high-frequency light from the Arcturians is run through the etheric body's grid system in a specific isolated manner rather than through the entire body, as is done with the light synthesis chamber. The Arcturian Light Synthesis Chamber is a chamber on an Arcturian starship, similar to the Ascension Seats, that uses advanced technologies to assist beings with building light quotient and synthesizing all levels of one's being and light into the four-body system. One can request to be taken to this chamber during meditation in their etheric body, or one can ask the energies of this technology be sent to the body on Earth. The Arcturian Love and Joy Chamber. A chamber on an Arcturian starship that one cannot connect to in meditation, that can fill one's being with the intense frequency of love and joy. Now, let me give you an introduction to some of these self-healing techniques. Please feel free to use these techniques on yourself. Feel free to integrate these proven modalities into your healing practice. Feel free to copy them and share them with others who ask. You'll be able to find these when I update cosmicascension.com. The masters want you to ask for help, but you must ask. Again, you must be obedient to the laws of one on all levels, and you can't expect, you know, to eat a terrible diet, get no exercise, allow your negative ego to run rampant and be filled with negative emotions, and expect the ascended masters to keep you physically healthy. These spiritual healing tools only support the good works you are doing on these other levels. If you will do your part, then the masters and all that is will help you. There is a technique called the Arcturian Light Infusion Technology. The way it works is, if you have any place in your physical body that needs healing, you can call to the Lord of Arcturus and request this specific light infusion technology for that place in your physical body, or for your entire physical body if you prefer. And the Arcturian Advanced Light computers will very precisely infuse that particular and specific area of the physical body you request with light. It really works and is an invaluable tool to your healing toolkit. Try it. You'll like it. The Arcturian Golden Cylinder. This probably is a technique I use more than any other. The Arcturian Golden Cylinder can be called for directly from Lord Arcturus, and it will be lowered down over your four-body system. It will remove all kinds of toxic energies. I've used it to remove unwanted implants, elementals, etheric mucus, parasites, and any other imbalances on any level. It is like a huge magnet drawing out impurities. Then, as the cylinder is lifted up off the body, it pulls out any remaining residue. I have found that the combination of these two completely clears my energy field every time. These tools have been a godsend in the healing of all my bodies and in my ongoing clearing process. They also are ascension accelerators. I use these tools anytime I feel myself getting unclear or contaminated from involvement with life lessons or during the sleep state. If you are aware of any residual physical toxins in your body that need cleansing, you can call to the Lord of Arcturus and his Arcturian helpers to cleanse these toxins with help from the Arcturian technology. Ask Lord Arcturus and the Arcturians to reprogram your biochemical etheric makeup to make sure it is in accord with your physical body structure. Balancing the biochemical etheric makeup creates consistency within the four body systems. Other techniques for health. One other very unique spiritual healing tool is to call to one of the masters you are most connected with and request that he or she imprint their etheric body onto your physical body in a type of energetic telepathic battery hookup. This helps with a weakness in certain areas of the physical vehicle. This definitely will add energy and power source to those slightly weakened organ or body areas. Another extremely helpful spiritual healing tool, if you have a weak organ or area of your body, is to request from the galactic or master of your choosing to place a permanent energy beam from them to the particular spot in your physical body that is weak. Once this area of your body is healed and strengthened, this energy beam can be removed or placed in a different area of your body. Melchizedek's Golden Light and Mother Sekhmet's Rainbow Light and Metatron's Platinum Light can be permanently anchored their energy through you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. This light is the food that sustains the physical vehicle to a large extent. And please provide vitamins and minerals in the cosmic light that are constantly pouring down. After all, everything is just energy. Dr. Lorfan of Sirius and the Galactic Healers and the Ascended Masters of your choosing for weight loss or a weight gain program to program those fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries for your body and the entire body system to clear your system of all etheric disease, astral disease, mental disease, and spiritual disease. And ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened. There are several healing techniques I've been shown through the years, and Lord Ashtar asked me to put them on my website. So please look there for these many techniques and others, and try using them on yourself and see your ascension, your ascension requests and your gifts coming back with great force now that you have these added techniques to help assist you. Okay, everybody. I want to thank you for being here tonight and thank you for joining me. I will see you next week. Next Wednesday at the same time on the Galactic Roundtable. And please join me at the website, www.galacticroundtable.com. And I would like to finish with a music selection and have a wonderful night. Thank you, everybody.
Go ahead and tell Yami something and then you can stay, all right?